A reading from John 2:13-17. When it was almost time for the Jewish Passover, Jesus went up to Jerusalem. In the temple courts he found men selling cattle, sheep, and doves, and others sitting at tables exchanging money. So he made a whip out of cords and drove all from the temple area, both sheep and cattle. He scattered the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. To those who sold doves he said, "Get these out of here! How dare you turn my father's house into a market?" His disciples remembered that it is written, "Zeal for your house will consume me."
Now, I believe this is the first instance of Jesus going up to Jerusalem, because this is early in his ministry. And he goes to Jerusalem 3 times, at least, during his ministry. And he discovers here, would the right word be desecration? The marketplace has gotten into the temple, or very close to it. And Jesus is responding to that, the holiness of the temple versus what the temple's becoming.
Right. This is the first of 3 of his Passover visits to Jerusalem that we have recorded, and he would have been in Jerusalem before that as a young man as well, and we know that he was there as a teenager, the passage where he gets lost from his parents on the way returning home. The whole aspect here is, I think, the idea that it's not just the fact that sacrifice is being made and animals are being sold. Is there was a sense of usury. Those who were selling the animals would jack the prices up at the time of the feast. And so they were taking advantage of people that were longing to experience God's forgiveness and had come to this sense of worship. And so Jesus sees this, and it makes him very angry.
And this is a side of Jesus we don't hear about very much. The Jesus who says, "Get these out of how dare you turn my father's house into a market?" And his disciples then say, "Zeal for remember one of the Psalms, zeal for your house will consume me."
And we tend to turn Jesus with our films and our ideas into kind of a weak milquetoast that kind of gets pushed over. There's an author, her name's Dorothy Sayer, and she basically says we've declawed the King of Kings and the Lion of Judah and made him into a little kitten. I love that declaration. We've so misunderstood the idea of meekness and humility. We've made it a kind of a weak concept. And yet in Jesus, there's a raw strength. There's a clarity and a purposefulness. And he will not stand back while his father's house, which was to be a house of prayer, becomes a house of injustice in the way people are treated.
And it takes courage. It takes courage because this is part of the world that is that exists, and to remove all of this would be to deprive people of the money they're expecting to earn. It reminds me of Paul going into some of these towns like Ephesus and other places nearby, where he goes in and he preaches that you know, don't follow false idols, all of these gods you're worshiping, and of course the makers of these idols get all upset and they attack him and try to, they whip him and send him out of town and leave him for dead. It takes courage to sometimes stand up in the face of this enormous opposition.
Well, people are glad to hear about your religion and your faith ideas until it impacts their pocketbook. Then they don't want to be a part of it anymore.